Your morning team show. This is WSGW. Always fun to hear from Patti LaBelle.
Yep.
I think I know why you're playing this song.
Yeah. I mean, it was just a couple of months ago that we celebrated her birthday. Sarah Dash. I remember because we played her hit single, Sinner Man. Because she'd been with Patti LaBelle for many years and she went solo. And when she turned 76 on August 18th, we used it to, I remember very well.
Yeah.
And she passed away yesterday. Yeah, just 76. Yeah. Very unexpected. Patti LaBelle is certainly among those who are making statements. She writes on social media that Sarah Dash was an awesomely talented, beautiful, and loving soul, and just had performed with LaBelle 2 days ago, before she died. She died September 20th, and she performed on stage with her September 18th. Patti LaBelle was performing, and Sarah Dash was in the audience, and she called her up to do a song together. So very unexpected. LaBelle referred to Sarah Dash's nickname, Nightbird. Dash, again, had 70 years of Patti LaBelle. And I remember when we talked about it, just because it was fun to talk about how she also did extensive work with Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones, and some of the work that he had did on the side of, from the Rolling Stones. Although she had also done some work, background vocals on their Steel Wheels.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
I think I remember now.
Very talented, and but just, wow. 76, and just, again, 2 days before she passes away, she's on stage singing.
Yeah, that's right. Wow. Completely unexpected.
Yeah, there's no cause of death been given yet. Nothing written at all. So, just want to make that note, and again, just because it was a couple of months ago, celebrating her birthday with a wake-up song.
That's so bad.
Now we have a little honor song, I guess we say, as we like to recognize those, unfortunately, who pass along.